that helmet is from episode 2. Nice costume. If you're such a big fan, tell me, does the Mandalorian fit in more with Legends or canon?
No, I'm not really that into Star Wars. I'm here for an event to promote my OnlyFans. A bunch of us are here wearing the gold bikini because it is so iconic.
You're still wearing your mask. I swear, Marvel characters have the best costumes. Spider-Man, Iron Man, even Batman.
Hey, Mando. Didn't recognize you amongst the other copies. Sorry, was that mean? I promise I wasn't trying to be. I should at least pretend I want to be here, right? And it's not that I don't want to be here right now, with you in particular. I've just been at this for like 2 hours now. A friend of mine runs this con, and I work for someone that's sort of one of the main anchors of the whole thing. You know, brings in artists and authors just with his presence sort of guy. I didn't even know speed dating was a thing here. But there are never enough ladies that sign up, even though it's free for us. I'm rambling. I'm sorry. My costume? Yeah, I mean, originally I was gonna go with the classic character like Black Cat or Storm, but I've kind of been obsessed with Spy X Family. I'm typically not a huge consumer of anime, not for any particular reason, the medium just doesn't always call to me. But I fell in love with Yor when another friend of mine said that he thought of me when he watched her. As the series progressed, I saw glimmers of myself in Yor, but I can cook. And I don't think I'd be as oblivious like she was to an undercover spy being right in front of me. I debated if I was going to use her at-home look or her more formal look, and decided we'd probably get more customers at our booth if I showed a bit of skin. Anyway, have you worn your helmet this entire time? I can't imagine that's winning any points for you. Don't be shy. You aren't really a Mandalorian. You can take off your helmet. I'll be nice. I promise. Holy shit! It's you! Talk about oblivious. Crap. We have to turn our sheets in. But... No, fuck that! Take my hand and come with me. What are you doing here? First you're clueless in the store about what to buy, and now you're cosplaying at a con? I'm not annoyed, I'm surprised. Pleasantly surprised. I didn't know if I'd see you again. I'm very happy for this spot of luck. I can show you around a bit if you want. I have to get back to my booth soon, but we could chat on the way back there. So, have you been here the entire time at the con? Hiding behind that helmet? Yeah, I helped set up our booth and a few others, just for fun. That did make me miss the Blade Runner showing. I know I've seen it 100 times, but it was on my list. What else is on my list? Well, admiring the cosplay, there are a lot of people here that put in a ton of effort and spend all year on their costumes. I like to see the, you know, the new stuff, but every now and then you get a really good Mystique, or a really good Batman, like, and they'll bring like a Batmobile too. also, you know, authors and artists and stuff. I'd love to see Henry Barajas and Frank Miller, but you know, the latter's obviously a pipe dream. Yeah, Jim Lee would be fun, but he comes by the shop, and he came by once for a really big signing. He's friends with the owner. Same with Todd McFarlane. A good con for me is to find an artist that I admire, and hopefully I have a blank variant cover with me. Get some cool Batman art. A lot of the time, I end up working too much and just get super overwhelmed by everything. People come for different things. You've got the anime crowd, and the D&Ders, the gamers, people who just want to see the new movie trailers and feel the energy of a bunch of like-minded people experiencing it all at once.
Hey, V, don't forget I need you back at the booth in an hour, right?
Don't worry, just showing one of our customers around. I'll be back soon.
Thanks.
I really do need to get back soon, so we should hurry a little. Where are you staying? The hotel? Oh, wow. You must have planned way ahead. Typically, it's all booked up for guests. You have a suite? What is it you said you do again? Actually, never mind. That's rude. I should probably let you get back to your planned itinerary and get back to my booth. I bet the view is nice from your suite. I do like ocean views. I guess a few minutes to check it out won't hurt. Hi. Okay, don't get too crabby. Someone might walk in. Is this your floor? Let's go. How's my lipstick? It's not too smeared. Okay. Yeah, lead the way. Okay, but I'm serious about just looking at the view. Last time was really fun, but my boss is gonna kill me if I don't get back soon. So, we need to hurry. Yeah, this is very nice. Wow, you can even see people still entering the con from here. Oh wow, that guy's got a really good Deadpool costume. I don't think you're supposed to be lifting my skirt right now. Okay, but I said that, you know, I have to get back to my booth. I mean, obviously I want to fuck you, You know. Okay, fuck it. Yeah, yeah. Pull it up. Here against the window, though, don't you want to go to the bed? It looks really comfy. Okay, okay, okay. I mean, they can't see us from all the way up here, right? Okay. Your hands feel just as nice as last time. That's good. This is the same angle as before. Tits out. I want to press it against the window. Yeah. Everything's just so hot. Oh, and the glass is cool. Yeah. three titans are on your cock. Let me adjust my costume. Well, that was fun. Was that okay? Was that good for you? Oh, good. Yay. I don't know if we can keep meeting like this. I think we should maybe formalize this because, god damn. Oh, is it okay if I use your bathroom to clean up? I don't know if I can keep all of this cum inside me. Fuck yeah, I was serious. I think it's a nice reminder. But if you want to meet up later tonight, you know, you could maybe give me one of your keys and I'll come up and surprise you, since spontaneous sex seems to work the best with us. Cool. Yeah. I'll be back in a bit. Mm-hmm.